Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had some great questions last night at the UT Union Ballroom. I'm going to play about 28 minutes of that in the rest of the hour. Also wanted to get a little bit into global warming, some of the new developments there. I'll also be on the radio Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. You can listen over the Internet at InfoWars.com or any of the great affiliates that are turning us on. Jeff in Pennsylvania said he disagreed about a few things, and now I remember. It was actually about a week or two ago, a big study came out of Europe, another big study came out of the same country, about how it did increase the frequency of that specific. But I do remember saying it didn't show an increase in cancers, another study. But there are just literally hundreds of these studies, and we know that the cell phone does heat the brain. And one big study said that it actually increases intelligence while it's heating the brain. It also had that effect in tests they did where when people had it up against their head, it increased brain activity. Really bizarre, but only localized while it was happening. So my point is that there's a lot of evidence showing this is bad. We should try to go hands-free where it just radios the transmission to the side of your head so it doesn't hurt you. There's a lot of, just working in radio, you don't get near the RF emitters, AM or FM. You know, they have those in a separate little area of the building because you can get RF burns, physical burns on your skin. And so I'm trying to really understand what the caller was saying. But getting into his other issues, we don't have much time. You said you disagreed about a couple other things. Go ahead.
Well, I know you've covered a couple stories lately about the FBI wire tapping, our leader opening mail, and when I hear critics of our president talking about supposed privacy violations, I laugh and I remind them that not only are we fighting a war on terror, but, you know, if you have nothing to hide, why are you complaining? And it pretty much leaves them speechless every time.
Yeah, is this call a joke? Is this a joke? We have a Fourth Amendment, and if you say if you have nothing to hide, why are you complaining? It's that historically you can't trust governments to do these type of things, and every time they do, it gets abusive and out of control and bad. You know, the USA Today 4 years ago reported in a headline something like "Scofflaws get caught ordering pizzas," that the big three pizza companies run you through a private company in Dallas that hooks into the federal and state governments. So when you call to order a pizza, if there's a warrant, they flag it and send the police because now they know your real address. You've got to be kidding. First Bush said they weren't going to use the Patriot Act on citizens. Now they are. What are you saying?
Historically, we've never had a 9/11 either, and our defenses are still weak since 9/11.
So you really buy? You buy into the fact that Al Qaeda really hit us, and the war in Iraq's good, and George Bush has told us the truth, and George Bush is good.
Well, 9/11myths.com and debunking 9/11.com do a pretty good job of it.
And there's sites debunking that. They either build straw men or they do attack legitimate kooks or they make things up. So, sir, you don't think, do you think the North American Union exists? Do you think we're going into that?
Well, look, there was NAFTA and it created a lot of good opportunities and it really helped the economy out. But, to the extent of some kind of European Union, the European countries are still sovereign.
No, they're not. In fact, they've lost many of their rights and liberties, and the people are trying to vote themselves out of it, and the government isn't letting them do that. Is it good to not let the people have what they want?
Well, if it's for the greater good and everybody can agree on something peaceful, I don't see that there's anything wrong with it. But
hey, what do you do? I'm just curious. What do you do for a living?
I called in before. I'm a social worker with CPS.
Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. It's always nice to hear from folks like you. Really nice. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm going to hit a little bit of global warming, a few more calls, and then I've got to get to the speech. Stay with me.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, we had two cameras at the event last night, and one of them had a microphone on me, and that's got great audio of my speech. But I wanted to get the questions from the audience, so the audio you're going to hear is from the camera that was in the audience. So it's kind of echoey, but it's still good audio. Except when I'm getting an applause or somebody else is. But we have to use this audio so you can actually hear the questions. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll start playing it and play it out to the end of the show. Let me go over some of the new news that came out. I remember Bush saying 20,000 troops, and he said in 40,000 more. And then I saw discussions by Congress of 50 to 80,000 more troops. So first they condition you to accept a surge. Then that surge expands from 21,600 to 50,000 and then to 80,000. So the American people, 70-plus percent want us out of the war. The troops, 70-plus percent want us out of there. Their answer is no. In fact, we're going to increase the troops. They're never leaving. They've built permanent bases. They're going to widen the revolution, the destabilization, and it's World War III. Unless we somehow take this government over and take the criminals in it down. Defense news today, U.S.-Iraq surge could total 50,000 troops. Congressional report. A new U.S. congressional report says the increase of 21,500, I thought it was 21,600, combat troops for Iraq proposed by the Bush administration could result in up to 50,000 troops actually being deployed to the region. The report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office based that projection on the fact that the Bush plan is unclear about whether 21,500 troops needed to quell violence or all combat troops or if that number already increased means support forces. And then it goes on to why the president's saying that. Also, the news of Australia picking up a French news agency report. Chinese army harvesting body parts. We told you this 10 years ago. China's military is harvesting organs from unwilling live prison inmates, mostly Falun Gong practitioners, from transplants on large scale, including to foreign recipients, according to the study. They put them on dry ice and fly them into Europe. They try to fly them to the U.S., but that's really, they don't stay fresh. Most people just go to China, to private and governmental medical institutions to have it done. They also take dead babies. They also kill. If somebody has over three children, two, they will just take the child. Sometimes they kill them. But again, Americans don't want to admit that. So they say, oh, it's not true. It's not true. For all these years, State Department comes out and says, we're exposing disinformation 2 years ago, and says there's no organ harvesting in China. And then you can find on the State Department a report from 2-3 years before that detailing the organ harvesting. China's military is harvesting organs from unwilling live prison inmates, mostly Falun Gong practitioners, for large-scale transplants, including foreign recipients. The report's authors, Canada's former Secretary of State in the Asia-Pacific region, David Kilgore, and human rights lawyer David Mattis, implicated dozens of hospitals and jails throughout China in July. After a 2-month investigation, Chinese officials denied the allegations. The official government puts out press releases and full-color catalogs advertising it. They have mobile execution vans. And it goes on. These are being posted on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and JonesReport.com. We just gave it to them. It's going up right now. I wanted to get into global warming, but we're just running out of time here, and I don't know if I can really do justice to this, but let me just say this. I'm not saying there isn't climate change. There's always been climate change. I'm not saying humans don't contribute in a small way to it, because I've actually spent many days put together, all the time I've spent, looking at this, interviewing top experts. Clearly, it's not good to burn down the rainforest. Clearly, it's not good to dump toxic waste in the oceans. Clearly, the genetic engineering is leaking into the biosphere, causing major problems. But most of that gets ignored. Their solution to climate change is a global tax on fossil fuels and Western industry, further deindustrializing us and transferring that to the third world, which the globalists control, and then use the slave goods to further leverage out any pockets of capital that they don't control and any industry they don't control. NASA, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, every major university, these are hardcore scientific numbers. I had a physicist on yesterday talking about it. It's in all the major journals, not in these propaganda pieces you hear about in the news. The sun hit its biggest cycle the last 12 years. It's right under 12 years. It's like 11 and a half years. And they're saying that it didn't cool down. It's just increasing its total emissions. And they're saying if it continues to grow and continues to expand its emissions through the next 12-year cycle, the sun will double in brightness. And this report came out last year by NASA and others, a bunch of reports. It will double in brightness in the next 10 years. Now, let's just hope it reverses itself, because things aren't going to be pretty. All right? And the sun does this. They've only been registering and metering it for 100 years. The entire solar system is warming. Moons that are ice around Jupiter and Saturn are melting. They now have liquid oceans. Liquid methane oceans. Liquid saltwater oceans. It's happening. SUVs have nothing to do with it. Absolutely zero. Total zero. Nothing. It's the sun. And you look at the studies, depending on which study, even the UN's own report says, humans, and this came out a month ago, they go, it's not as bad as we thought, but humans, you know, it is 3-6%, and that's the tipping. That's causing it to accelerate. So, you know, the increase is, let's look at it as a chart of 1 to 100, 6% of that is human. If you add in the cow's flatulence, there's always been bovine in large numbers. And if you add in the burning and you add in the fossil fuels and the factories, 6%. ice shelves are always contracting and expanding. Polar bears are always, sometimes swimming 200 miles. They've always been on ice floes. But they show you a polar bear like a bald eagle and say it's dying. It's the new poster boy for this. And they have stunts. They have stunts that push this global tax. I just read to you FOIA releases from the North American Summit last year in September in Canada, where they said we need to use this as a pretext for North American Union. It has nothing to do with it. And they have all these stunts. Oh, turn the lights off on the Eiffel Tower. Prince Charles isn't going to fly on his private jet to one meeting, and then he's going to publicize it. Oh, the NFL is going to plant some trees at the Super Bowl. See, this is corporate America wanting a global tax that will then extract the wealth of the nations and put it into their coffers. They control the UN. They control the IMF and World Bank. The World Trade Organization. The Ex-Im Bank. The World Health Organization. It's all about control, consolidation. They're monopoly men. And so, here's the Associated Press. This is big news. British scientist, chimp cry, wakes up Paris climate talks. See, it's all stunts. Oh my gosh, the climate must be totally destroyed because she can go... I mean, come on! It's turning off Eiffel Towers. It's showing you polar bears in a cute pose. It's a woman doing a chimpanzee call. I'm sick of it! It's stunt after stunt. I got my blood pressure up. After stunt after stunt after stunt. Can't you see 6 months ago? This is kicked off a year ago with the Inconvenient Truth. They kick it off, and the panicking and the hysteria starts. France tells U.S. to sign climate pacts or face tax. They're just going to tax us with goods that go over there anyway, see? Economic warfare. Scientists offer cash to dispute climate study. Global warming sees polar bears stranded on melting ice. Queen's growing concern over ICA warrior Charles. Her husband says we should basically all be killed. Al Gore nominated for Nobel Peace Prize. And if you don't think that's funny, Landmark Legal Foundation nominates Rush Limbaugh for Nobel Peace Prize. You ought to nominate him for supporting the drug companies. You could take 100 Oxycontin a day. Walmart boss says he'll press suppliers in race to go green. See, Walmart got adopted the Universal Product Code. Now they're forcing adoption of RFID in all products. See, it's a government op. The Army and Walmart, they're always together, are demanding this. The chief executive of the world's biggest retailer yesterday stepped up the pace in the race to be green with a series of initiatives to cut its own giant carbon footprint. But they moved most of their factories to China where there's no control. And those of its suppliers, customers, and staff. Just totally made up. Oh, we've all got to pay more tax and be regulated and be controlled and have less for the earth. It's neo-feudalism, folks. Global warming man-made will continue. I mean, this is the type of stuff I have here in front of me. And it's neo-feudalism. The global government has its excuse to regulate and control every facet. And the biggest news here is France tells U.S. to sign climate pact or face tax. President Jacques Chirac has demanded that the U.S. sign both the Kyoto Protocol and a future agreement that will take effect when Kyoto Accords runs out in 2012. He said he welcomes last week's State of the Union address in which President Bush described climate change as a serious challenge and acknowledged that a growing number of American politicians now favor emissions cuts, which is just an emissions tax. It's not cuts. But he warned that the United States did not sign the agreements, a carbon tax across Europe on imports from nations that have not signed Kyoto Treaty could be imposed to try to force compliance. The European Union is the largest export market for American goods. A carbon tax is inevitable, so they just say you can't resist, it's going to happen. The Borg, you will be assimilated. If it is European, and I believe it will be European, then it will be all the same and have a certain influence because it means that all the countries that do not accept minimum obligations will be obliged to pay. You see, forcing us into global tax, leveraging the EU against the American Union. We'll be right back. We'll go straight into the speech or straight into the question and answer. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot...
All right, folks. We're back live here. Here's about 20 minutes or so from the 40 minutes or so of questions we took last night at the end of my speech at a packed house of almost 1,000 people. Well, 900 were there. 100 got turned away at UT. I was going to play about 30 minutes of it, but now I learned Limbaugh talked about Bohemian Grove. I got mentioned. So we're going to play that in the last 5 minutes of the show today. So that's coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Here is excerpts of the questions last night.
You've said two words that I think are important. They are parasites, okay, and they're bullies, okay? And I think there's a perfect opportunity going on right now in America, because the last couple of weeks you've been on the radio, so I wonder what you think of this idea. There's a chance to put up a symbol to take down one of the biggest bullies, the biggest parasites in the world, the IRS, okay? When they form up and do another wave hole around that ground, what are 10,000 to us around them? Absolutely. They'll stop. Well, they end around. The Federal Reserve is private. The income tax is paid to them. There's lots of constitutional taxes. Not one red cent of the income tax goes to the government. It's just like the private institutions merging with government institutions. It's incredible. And he's saying, we need to go ahead and start a Lexington or Concord. What will happen is if you go up to Akron's A, which I try to support, and people should go there up in New Hampshire, what they'll do is they'll just ignore him and move on. They don't want that confrontation, showing that they're afraid of us. Go ahead, sir.
I want to commend you all for what you're doing. I ran for U.S. Congress. My name is Grant Bostic. I was a grassroots candidate. And I can tell you that I learned firsthand how the media elites absolutely will stop a candidate. Now, I ran as a Republican. So I figured, well, at least the media will have to cover me just a little bit. Now, I'm a Liberty Republican, a Ron Paul Republican. But the media absolutely crushed and made silence my campaign.
The national media hasn't mentioned Ron Paul.
Yep. Exactly.
That's why they're losing all their viewers, all their readers, and their dinosaurs, and they're just now starting to figure that out. So I think we ought to ignore them, discredit them, and build the alternative media.
This meeting has been great, and it has inspired people to do emails and do telephones. But if you'd like to get involved at the grassroots level here in peacefully lobbying, this is the people in Austin, and our congresspeople here, and our senators. I formed an organization called the Liberty Bell, and you can look at Yahoo groups or Google groups to find out more about it.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, sir. Go ahead.
On the seal of the Articles of Confederation, there's a statement that said resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and I'd just like to remind everyone of that.
Yes.
My question is particularly directed toward Mr. Humphreys, who brought up the subject. Why do you think the Anglo-American elite are engaged in this very strange relationship with China, in which on the one hand they're encouraging China to take over our economy and become stronger and stronger and stronger. At the same time, they're kind of pulling the tiger by the tail and tweaking it at all times. Do you believe that they are arrogant enough to feel that eventually they will defeat China through military might? Or is it possible they're working together at some very, very deep level?
No, that's really, you laid it out right there. Again, I have read this in books by scholars. I have confirmed it. But I've told this story many times on the radio. Probably 6, 7 years ago now. I was watching the History Channel. And they had the former CIA section chief from 1949 in China saying, we thought Mao was a stabilizing, good influence, and we actually didn't support the nationalists. We actually put Mao Zedong into power. Now, I already knew that, but to see it on the History Channel was incredible. And the Communist Chinese admit that Mao, under the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution, those two programs, 60 million people died. And then when Mao died in 1976, and I have this in my book, Sent to Journey, but I have the actual New York Times article, David Rockefeller wrote an obituary about how wonderful communism is, and how wonderful Mao was, and how he was a stabilizing force. Now, look at this straight. I don't think there's some communist international conspiracy. Okay? But I do know that the big central banks, as Carol Quigley wrote in 1969, the head of political science at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, who he thanked in his first State of the Union, he was one of the globalists. He wrote a 900-some-page book called Tragedy and Hope. And he said the One World Government Roundtable groups that have their shadow government, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I don't think there's some communist international conspiracy, okay? But I do know that the big central banks, as Carol Quigley wrote in 1969, the head of political science at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, who he thanked in his first State of the Union, he was one of the locals. He wrote a 900-some-page book called Tragedy and Hope. And he said, the One World Government Roundtable groups that have their shadow government, CFR, Royal Institute of International Affairs in England, these are the real governments they put over each system, wants fascism, wants communism, wants anything centralized. You can't call these global corporations free market. They come lobby your government to give them concessions and pay them corporate welfare. And then they dance around all themselves, oh, be conservative, free market. It is a free market. They want command and control. So the deal was really made back in the late 1940s for China to play the part of a boogeyman, to build itself up. It's like the Soviet Union the whole time, aluminum plants owned by the Rockefellers, Arm & Hammer, giving them all the weapons during Vietnam, shipping the weapons and the raw materials to Russia, who then shipped them to China and Vietnam. It's a business. Okay? This is how they are. This is part of the record. This is not my opinion. You go research this. And so what happened was, they went and they said, well, China, you're too backwards. Build yourself up, get people off the land, destroy private property, get rid of the small middle class you have, then we'll talk. And China, 23 years later or so, it really built itself up. So Nixon goes to China. Well, he already had Bush as the ambassador, and then the CIA director. And they set it up, and they make a deal. that select corporations will go there for neo-mercantilism. Look up mercantilism. And this is where you make these finished goods at prices so cheap you go and destroy your competition. Or if you go to a more primitive type of mercantilism, it's where you take raw materials, you don't allow those subject nations to develop any finished goods or any durable goods, and then ship that back to a central place like Paris or London to then be finished, and then you have the control because the industry is based there. This is kind of the reverse of that. To destroy any middle class or independent industry or entrepreneurial programs in Western Europe, in the U.S., in Canada, and then even other areas of Asia, the globalists don't control, or the Middle East. They go to China with a billion people, at that time 800 million, and they set up a program where they'll make the products to militarily, in an economic way, destroy our economy. And they've done that indeed. And so that's why China's been given all the weapons and built up. And that's how these flow. China gets all the UN awards for the one-child policies and the forced sterilizations and the mobile execution vans and the national ID cards and the censored internet. This is their system. China is the model. Just like Dr. Pianca at UT said, we need a worldwide police state like China has so we can start getting rid of the people. Go read the text. This is what they're into. The globalists love China. A managed, controlled economy. Go ahead.
I'm a freshman here at UT, and I wonder if you have any advice. For someone who wants to change the system, is the best way to infiltrate it and change it, or drop out and try to change it from the outside?
You know, be in the system, be out of the system. I think both is important. I don't know your particular circumstances or what you're into. Life is so complex, you never know whether you can do more good in the system or outside the system. I would do both. Outside, I would start a website or a radio show or you know, who knows what it is that your mind comes up with that you think is important. I like that true diversity. That can't be stopped, it can't be charted, it can't be controlled, it can't be contained. And then simultaneously, go work in the system if you want.
Okay, and I also had an example of the UT business system that we've got going on. I'm not a business school, but I currently have a $500 library fine for 15 CDs, and they will not allow me to work it off for any way for the school because they say that it's through the system.
Well, that's because the people that head up UT are in a revolving door. They've got to invest it in certain stocks so they can go be a chairman later and be paid off that way. They take your money, and none of it goes to the school. Total scam. And they're just squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. Go ahead, sir.
I've got a very practical question. When I say to people about the truth of 9/11 and the situation that we're living in today, I have a lot of people who respond. Will say, "Well, I'm not doing anything wrong. Why should I care that there's a GPS on my cell phone? Or I'm not doing anything wrong. Why should I care that there's a camera on every intersection stoplight?"
Yeah.
What do you say to people like that? How do you make them turn the corner?
Well, that's a really important question. A lot of people say, well, so what if they're putting transponders in our inspection stickers? And so what if they got GPS followings? And so what if all the cell phones by federal law track you and they can dial in and listen to you? And so what if Google's announced they're going to use the built-in cameras and microphones to listen to you? And so what? What do I have to hide? It's not you that has something to hide. It's the fact that throughout history, centralized groups are usually run by very sadistic, ruthless people who crave control. A normal person wants to have good friends, be happy, be successful, but at a certain point you get fat and happy. You're not willing to stomp on people, screw people. You don't get into the fight. You don't get into the subterfuge of what it takes to climb the rooms. So it is a survival of the fittest, where the most evil and degenerate and cunning and slick get to the top of that pyramidal power structure, and then we're all compartmentalized in it, trying to get out. And so, you know, he raises the question of, you know, what do you say to people that say other than I? You explain to them that government is the most destructive and dangerous thing in history. Whether it be a phony religious government or a secular government, the point is government can do more harm to you than any individual thug or group of thugs. And it's better that 10 guilty men go free, as they say, than one innocent go to prison. And we have a criminal elite posing as our government. They are destroying our redress grievances. They are destroying our due process. They are annihilating our courts. and this awakening is taking place as part of a natural process. They're trying to use this high-tech control grid to suppress that. We got about 15 minutes left. Let's rapid fire through your questions again. It's awesome to see all of you out here and to hear us rant right.
I'm an advocate listener and advocate of InfoWars.com, and I've heard you talk there, if you have a little bit tonight, about the framers, the forefathers. And some of that's always kind of confused me, because my general understanding is that they themselves were elitist, white male, racist, who profited off slavery. Something that I'm just confused why I kind of hear you, you know, talk good about them time to time.
Sure. That's another complex issue. Look, you need to look at history as a process. Whereas basically 90% of people were slaves in every society throughout history, ideas of liberty and freedom developed, say with the Magna Carta in 1215 in England, where a developed middle class said, okay, these people can all be slaves, but we're not going to be. And so they got rules and laws written up where at least a larger portion of the population had liberty and freedom. And then others come along and say, you know what, I deserve that liberty and freedom. So you got this pyramid where only the top has freedom. And so with the Magna Carta, a bigger group gets freedom. In 1776, a larger group takes freedom. And then you have black slaves and whites, the revolutionists in 1800, with only a few percentage of the public being against it, saying this is wrong, and going out and revolutionizing the world and changing that. So go study, King George III versus the Founding Fathers, and these guys are heads above them. And you have to look at the control-dominant media today, spending so much time demonizing Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, you have to ask yourself why. Yes, they weren't perfect. Yes, they did a lot of bad things. The point is, the elites of Europe wrote books, gave speeches, saying it's horrible, they're getting freedom over there, this will spread. And it did spread. And then you've got black people 40, 50 years later saying, I'm not going to be a slave either. And you've got whites going, well, look, the Constitution, Bill of Rights says this, all men are created equal. The point is, the documents are beautiful. The system, I mean, these guys speak three or four languages, they studied history, and they were thinking about how to tie government's hands, tie the hands of the king and his governors, so they could engage in commerce and become wealthier. So they were doing it greedily for themselves, but they created a system that let 4% of the world's population, that's the American people, have half the wealth. We became decadent and wicked because of it. But the point is that the establishment hated what's been set up here, and George Bush and Bill Clinton and all of them have done everything they can to abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So even if you hate George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Sam Adams, you should love that Bill of Rights and Constitution, because it's something nobody else has.
Yeah, I just want to kind of maybe like play devil's advocate for a second. Probably about to get really unpopular. I'm just curious, what exactly do you propose? Do you want to, I guess, not have the government in place? I think governments are probably, on the whole, evil. Like, every government throughout history has killed thousands and thousands of people. That's how they function. But, like, what are you proposing instead? Like, I don't get it. I mean, like,
I'm proposing a constitutional society, a liberty culture, getting back to the more nobler and better aspects of humankind. I'm proposing not being cynical and having an aggressive attitude to defend our liberties and defend other people's liberties. Because a lot of yuppies and individuals think that if you don't care about anybody else, you get a headline. Actually, when nobody cares about each other, you end up in a destructive climate where the predators can pick us off one by one. We need to stand together. That's what I'm saying. I'm proposing getting back to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. I'm proposing punishing war criminals and arresting George Bush. And yes, September in Canada, where they were setting government policy illegally as a rogue organized crime group. I'm proposing the grand jury call for the indictments of every single one of those criminals. And start telling it like it is. Go ahead, sir.
It's cool. Like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, the Illuminati, right? Like, the top tier of group.
The Illuminati's under the name of a 235-year-old private intelligence agency.
Right.
That's all secret societies are. You know, pre-1900, they were called secret services or secret societies. Our secret service still has the old name for the president. Okay? But secret societies are nothing more than intelligence agencies.
Okay, this controlling body, the Rockefellers and whatnot, like, I guess, are we overthrowing them? Like, I don't understand, like,
Yes, the majority of the taxes are paid to them, to the elites. They literally just suck off everything. They're not free market. They're mafia. I'm for going after the global mafia. The global mafia has taken over our society and is trying to set up a police state to neutralize resistance they know would form and is forming at a greater level than they ever expected.
I've got to follow that attitude. I just want to say I'm very encouraged to hear Jack Glad and yourself, Alex. When I look at this, I don't look at this as a partisan issue. And there are Democrats that would be on your side, there are Republicans on the inside.
This is not partisan. This is about humanity.
And I think our job as a citizen is to get the truth and to figure out how we can do that. My question for you, Alice, and don't answer just yet, but my question for everyone, too, is what is the criteria for really getting to what an evil person is? And this would be my suggestion and my hypothesis on this are two things. One is the love of money. When there's a true love of money, the Bible says that.
At least the love of what money gives you status.
But that love of status and love of money. And also, number two, the addiction to winning. These people have such an addiction to win. I just want to be careful about generalizing and say that, you know what, all people at home that are on top of a corporation are bad. All Democrats are bad. All Republicans are bad. Whatever it is, I think you're going to find good people throughout all different facets.
And I'm glad you brought up the nature of it. Can I comment on that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's really important. To me, evil is the willingness to hurt someone innocent who hasn't done anything to you so you can get ahead.
Yeah.
And I also think it's evil and weak when somebody does something bad to you and is trying to hurt you, not to go after vengeance, but if you don't stand up for yourself and for others, then that's evil as well. That is corrupt, slovenly, and weak, and it's a bad thing. But true evil is trying to dumb down and mutate and hurt people just so they're more easy to manage. And to try to set up societies where there aren't opportunities and just so you can control them and have sway over them. To me, that's pure evil. Pure evil is just cynically, and a new government forms in some African nation is really helping their people, but it cuts into your monopoly of some type of mineral, so you go in and overthrow them, put a thug in, just so the thug will oppress the population and keep giving you the raw materials at, 10 cents cheaper a lot, so you can come make a bigger profit here. It's having absolutely no morals. And morals are built into us so we don't toxically destroy the human society that's around us because we really are all part of a bigger human tapestry. Great question. Go ahead.
All right.
You talk about...
Okay, folks. That's all I'm going to play today. Monday I'll play the last 10 minutes of it because I just learned, it just went up, there is a clip of Rush Limbaugh. There is a clip of Rush Limbaugh when John Connor calls in and brings up Bohemian Grove, making a joke about it, but then admitting that he actually knows every facet of it, and then poo-pooing it. And he's lying up there. And the way he behaves, I think he's been there. and John Connor put some great images from some of my films to the video. It's going up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Paul Watson's going to write an article about it. So when we come back, out of break, we'll play this four-minute clip concerning the bizarre behaviors of the elite, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Rush Limbaugh. And then we will wrap up this Friday edition, and I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. And, well, we'll basically leave it at that. All right, Rush Limbaugh talking about Bohemian Grove, straight ahead. Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, folks, final segment on this Friday edition. Again, syndicated show Sundays from 4 to 6. Be sure and join us back on Monday. Don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com of the 3-hour show daily served to you. And we restream the show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at InfoWars.com. Limbaugh also claims that they don't even urinate on trees at the Grove, which I've witnessed. But he takes the most petty issue and then even denies that. Here it is, John Connor, ResistanceManifesto.com, calling into Lord Limbaugh, being very effective. Here it is.
John in San Diego, you're next on the EIB Network. Hello.
Since I have you on the line, Rush, have you seen the video of the Bohemian Grove ceremony that Alex Jones produced that's on Google Video?
No, been invited to Bohemian Grove, but I've never been there. And I've not seen the video.
Do you know about the activities within the Grove? Can you talk about that?
No, because I've never been there. All I know is that it's a bunch of elitists, and power brokers who conduct secret meetings to take over the world, and they run around nude. It's all men. No women are allowed. And they run around, and you can find them going to the bathroom on the side of trees and so forth. And they have people come out and make speeches to them and all that. And I know it was started by members of the San Francisco Symphony way, way, way back, who were shunned from San Francisco society. So they formed their own little club there up in Northern California. And it's, I've... Where do you find these people? Have you ever heard of the Bohemian Grove? Oh, you haven't? He believes the Bohemian Grove is the CFR in the woods. The Bohemian Grove was started by members of the San Francisco Symphony or some orchestra way, way back, many, many, many years ago, shunned by San Francisco society. They have camps. It goes on for 3 or 4 weeks up in the Russian River area of Northern California. And there are members from all over the world, and they can take guests. There are people that come out and speak to them. It's rustic living. It's great food. It's great cooking. But people believe that it is nothing more than a secret meeting of world conspiracists who are out to take over the world's money supply and all these other things. I've been asked to speak at the Bohemian Grove, and I'll guarantee you this. Who hung up? Who was this guy's name? John? Is that what John in San Diego. John, I guarantee you, if the Bohemian Grove is what you think it is, I would never have been invited there as many times, nor would I have been invited to go out and make... Some of my best golf buddies are members of the place, and they go out there and do it. It's just a social thing. It's just a pure social thing, and they do bring in entertainment and speakers. And it's rustic living out in the Russian River, and everybody has these fearful conspiracies and theories about it. One of the myths that always goes around about the Bohemian Grove is that if you do go, since it's all men, you can walk around nude if you want. You don't have to get dressed or any of that. You might even see George Shultz relieving himself on the side of a tree. So one night, some years ago, I was invited to a dinner in Washington of the American Spectator, Bob Tyrrell's fantastic, fabulous magazine and website. I was seated next to the former Treasury Secretary, the late, great William Simon. And he said, you gotta get out to the Grove. And I said, I thought he had a sense of humor. I said, I'd love to get out there because I would love to see George Shultz relieving himself on the side of a tree. And he looked, who told you that? Why? That would never, I can't believe it. I'm shrinking in my seat because I thought he'd understand the humor because I thought this is something everybody... And he was profoundly offended that that's what the reputation of Grove was. And I'm talking about George Shultz, the former secretary.
The Grove, ladies and gentlemen, admits that they set up the Manhattan Project, the Star Wars Project there. They do set policy. They do engage in weird pagan rituals. They do urinate on trees. And even major papers report they bring in homosexual prostitutes to have sex with them. And we've got people like David Gergen admitting they run around naked. All right, have a great weekend. God bless you all. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.